Okay, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, near the bottom. Achar Advarim Ha'ela. So Achar Advarim Ha'ela. Amar Rava. What does it mean? Achar Advarim Ha'ela. After what? What does the Chesir say? My Achar. Amar Rava. Achar Shebara Hakadosh Baruch Hu Refuah L'Maka. After Hashem created the Refuah to the Maka. Damar Yish Lakish. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maka Yisrael. Elam Kein Bayir Lahem Refuah Tchila. Meaning after the story of Bigsum Saresh, then after those words, then it starts talking about Haman's rise. So it was only after this whole mice with Bigsum Saresh, where Mordechai reported them to the king, that was the refuah, that was the beginning of the refuah, that was going to eventually be the refuah for Haman's decree. So Damar Shlokesh Ena Kosh Baruch Hu Makis Yisrael Amkein Baruch Hu Refuah Tchila. Hashem only hits Yisrael only if He created the refuah first. Shenemar Kerafoy Li Yisrael V'Nigla Avoy Nefraim. Aval Umos Ha'Olam Ena Kein. But the rest of the world is not like that. Maka Yitzan first He hits then V'Achakach Baruch Hu Refuah. And then only afterwards does He create for them a refuah. Shenemar V'Nigav Hashem Es Mitzrayim V'Nigav V'Rafoy. That right first Hashem hit Mitzrayim. And then afterwards he healed them. So then it said Haman was embarrassed. It would be embarrassing in his hands, in his eyes, just to kill Mordechai himself. In the beginning, he just wanted to kill Mordechai. And then later he wanted to kill the Am Mordechai. What does it mean, Am Mordechai? Manu Rabbanan. That's referring to the Rabbanan. And then after everything, B'chola Yehudim. So it grew eventually, gradually. First he wanted to just kill Mordechai, then the Rabbanan, and then all of Klal Yisrael. Why not just kill them all? Hippel Pur Hua Gairal. So he made these lots. Tana Kivan Shenafel Pur B'Chodesh Adar, when the Pur fell out, the lot fell out in Adar. Samach Simcha Gedalu, he's very happy. Amar, he said, Nafeli Pur B'Yerach Shemes Bay Maisha. He's very happy because he figured that this was a bad time for Klal Yisrael because that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. He didn't realize that you're right that he died in the 7th of Adar, but he was also born in the 7th of Adar. So it was really a good sign for Klal Yisrael, but he didn't know that. So this is what he says to Achashverosh, there is an Am Echad, Am Rava. Leka diyada lishna bisha kahaman. Nobody knows how to really say good lashon hara like Haman. Haman is the king of that. Amalei tanachlino. So what did he say to Achashverosh? He said, "Come, let's destroy Klal Yisrael." Amalei, he said, "Mistafina melakav. I'm scared of their God. The lelevet bi kedav bekamoi. They should not do it to me like he did to the kings before me, who tried to." Who tried to kill all Klal Yisrael. Amalei, so Haman said back to them, Yashnai min ha-mitzvahs. This is the lashon of Yashnai. Yashnai min ha-mitzvahs. They're sleeping from the mitzvahs. Which some say here means that they're not doing the mitzvahs with the zest. They're doing it, they're just doing it. They're just going about the regular day, and the mitzvahs have become lumid by them. They just do them without thinking too much about them. Just, Amalei. So he said back to them, "Isbu Rabbanan," but they have Rabbanan with them. That the Rabbanan will be able to say that they're doing the mitzvahs properly. Actually, the Marsha in the side here adds in that they have Rabbanan that will ask Miboyale Rachamai. That they'll daven for them. The Rabbanan will daven for them. So I guess it's two ways to learn. You couldn't learn that, no, the Rabbanan do the mitzvahs properly, and then they will say them, or the Rabbanan do the mitzvahs properly, they will daven for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Amalei. So Haman said back to them, Am Echad Hein. Don't worry, they're all one nation, so they're all going to be, they all have to be responsible for each other. So just if some of them are not doing the right way, so are not doing the mitzvahs properly, so then everyone's going to be mechuyev because of those people. So Shema Taimer Karcha Ani Aisim Machuscha. Maybe you'll tell me that I'm going to be making like a bald spot in my malchus. Because let's say if you have one area that's filled with hundreds of thousands of Jews, and all of a sudden we destroy them all, now there's going to be a big empty space in my malchus. So he says, don't worry, Mifuzarin Haim. He said they're all spread out, Bein Ho'amim. They're spread out, so it's not like you're going to be taking, you know, a few hundred thousand from one area and destroying them all. They're all spread out throughout the nations. It's not going to be really so nicker when we destroy them. Shema Toimer is Hana Minayim. Maybe you'll tell me, maybe you'll say that the Malchus has Hana from them. You know, they help society. So this is Mefurad. No, they're Mefurad. Kepreda Zu Sheina Isa Peris. It's like a ferd. An animal that doesn't have children. So to them, they don't have any. They don't make us any payers for the malchus. V'shem atayim ikam medinasa minayim. Maybe you'll tell me that there's at least a small medina made of them. Tamalemer b'chol medinas malchusecha. He says no. He said in all the medinas, they're all spread out. V'daseim shaynais mikolam, and their laws are different than every other nation. What does that mean? V'loy achli minon, they don't eat from us. V'loy nasvi minon, they don't marry from us. V'loy minasvi lona, we're not allowed to marry them. V'estaseya melechina maisim, and they don't do the laws of the king. The mafke l'kulashata b'shihi pahi, which Rashi says that they take out time from work. They don't work on, they keep saying, oh, today's Shabbos, today's Pesach, today's Sukkot, today, every other week is another holiday that they can't work on. And the king, it's not worth it for them to leave them by. The achlu v'shasa, because they eat and they drink, mevazu l'malchus, and they're just mevazu l'malchus. That's what they do behind their closed doors. They're just mevazu l'malchus. V'afilu neifel zvuv b'kaisa shalachem hem. What happens if a zvuv falls into their cup of wine? What will they do? It was like a fly. Let's say a fly falls into their kais of yayin. Zarku v'shaseya. So they'll just remove it, and they'll be able to. They drink the rest of the cup. But if the king touches their wine, chayv de bekarka, they spill it out on the ground. Veinu shaseya. They don't drink it. So they're mevaz of the malchus. So he says, if it's good for the king, then let's write to destroy them, and I'll give you 10,000 kikar kesef. It was galoy in front of Hashem. Hashem knew about this. That he knew that Haman was going to come and offer 10,000 shkalim for the destruction of Klal Yisrael. That's why Hashem told us to take shekels first for Hashem, so the, our shekelim will combat Haman's shekelim. That's what it says. That's why in the first of Adar, we make an announcement that we're collecting the shekelim and on the climb. So Vayomer Hamelech l'Haman, Hakesef nasan lach v'amlasas b'katoy meinachas. So Achashverosh says to Haman, no, you get to keep the kesef and do whatever you want with them. Amr Rabbi Abba, Mashal of Achashverosh v'Haman l'ma adavar damin. What's the Mashal of Achashverosh and Haman? What is it similar to? L'shnei b'nei Adam, to two people. L'echad hayolay tel b'seich sadeu. One person had this mound of dirt in his field. L'echad hayolay chritz b'seich sadeu. And another person had a big hole in his field. Baal chritz Amar, the person who had the hole. Mi'itim li tel zeh b'damin. I want to get some dirt. I want to get some, a lot of dirt to fill up this hole. Valatel Aimer, and the person who has all this dirt in this field, this mound of dirt, Mi'itim li chritz, I need a hole to put all this dirt in. Zeh b'damin. Then I'm willing to pay money. So each one was willing to pay money to take care of what they need. Liyamim, eventually what happened is Davgu Zeh Itzel Zeh. So these people met each other. Amalei Baal Chritz, the Balatel. And the Baal Chritz says to the Balatel, person has the hole, says to the person who has the lot of dirt in his field, Machar Li, say, Machar Li Telech. Says, so he's saying to him, sell for me the dirt, right? I need the dirt. Amalai, Talat Avachinam. You can take it for free. Halavai, and please, I want to get rid of this dirt. So it's a perfect shidduch. So that's exactly what happened here. Achashverosh and Haman, they both wanted to get rid of them. So they that's why Achashverosh didn't charge them any money. Hayasar melchas tabatai. Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. G'dayla hasaris tabas yoysim erboim ushmoinim nevim. And the king removed his ring and he gave it to Haman, and we know the rest of the story. Haman sent out the decrees, and then we have the story of Purim. So he says that this removing of the tabas had a greater effect than 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is, who were all sent Nevu'ah for Klal Yisrael to return them to do tshuva. And the Hasaras HaTabas, removing the ring, was the actual cause for them to do tshuva. Tan Rabbanan, Arba'im Ushmarim Nevi'im V'Shev Nevi'os Nesabuham Yisrael. There was 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os who had said Nevu'ah for Klal Yisrael. They never added or never took away anything that was written in the Torah, chutz mimikra Megillah, except for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah they added. My darish. What was the drasha? Amr b'chiyah bar Abin, Amr mishul ben Karcha. This was the drasha. Kavachaymer. Just like from Avdus L'Chairis you say Shira. So for sure you should say from death to life. And from Avdus L'Chairis you say Shira, so for sure you say it for that. So the Gemara asks, how now? So why don't we say Halal? You're telling me that this Rasha, the reason why we read Megillah is because of Shira? So then say Halal. You don't say Halal on We don't say halal on a nes that happens in chutz laretz. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the nes of chutz laretz say chemirin shira. So then, if that's the case, how come Yitzias Mitzrayim we say shira? That happened in chutz laretz. So Kidatanya, actually nichnasu Yisrael laretz. Because before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, you were allowed to say Shira outside of Eretz Yisrael. Misha nichnasu Yisrael la'aretz. Once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, so then that was it. Lo yichshru kol aretzis lo mashira. Then you're not allowed to say Shira anymore outside of Eretz Yisrael for anything that happens outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman Amar Kriyasa Zu Halila. Nachman says, what's your question? That we should say Halal? We're reading the Megillah. The Megillah itself is the biggest Halal. So the Kriya is the Halal. Maske for Ravo. Bishlama Hasam. Mi Dami. Bishlama Hasam. Halalu Avdi Hashem Velo Avdi Parit. I understand over there by Yitzias Mitzrayim that we can say Shira, because when we say Halalu Avdi Hashem, we're saying that we're Avdi Hashem v'lo Avdi Parei. Elohacha Halalu Avdi Hashem v'lo Avdi Achashverish Akati Avdi Achashverish Anan. How can we say Halal when we're saying Halalu Avdi Hashem and we're not Avdi Achashverish? We're still Avdi Achashverish, meaning we're still in Galus. So how can we even say a Halal on this? And we're saying Avdi Hashem, and we're not Avdi anything, you know, Achashverish. We are still Achashverish, meaning we're in Gala still. Bein l'Rava, bein l'Nachman Kasha. So bein l'Rava, bein l'Nachman. It's mashma that there is a form of halal that we're saying outside of we're saying in Chutz Aretz. We have a kasha like this. V'atanya mishenichnasu la'aretz lehukshu kol aretz esloim mashiro. We said that once they went to Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to say a halal anymore, and yeshira for anything that happens in Chutz Laretz. So how come it's mashma from what they're saying that it is possible? So the Gemara answers, no, kivan shagalu chazulach shirim areish. No, because once they went into galus, then it went back to the original state, and they were allowed to say halal once they were in galus. So now the Gemara says, Sulekha, there's no other Nevi'im other than the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'is. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayi Yeshachem in Ramasayim Tzayfim. When the Pasuk's talking about Elkanah, there's an Ish Echad min Ramasayim Tzayfim, that he was a Tzayfa, he was a Nabi. Echad mi Masayim Tzayfim, Shinestavlam Yisrael. So the drush is that one of 200 Nevi'im he was, Elkanah. So you see that there's much more than 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is. There's over 200 over here at least. So he goes, Mehava tuva hava. There was a lot of Nevi'im. Much more than 48 and 7. Kedatanya, harbi Nevi'im amdom Yisrael keflayim ki yoytzi Mitzrayim. You know how many Nevi'im there were for Klal Yisrael? Double the amount of yoytzi Mitzrayim. 600,000 people times 2. That's how many Nevi'im there were in Klal Yisrael. El nevua shehutzu chuladayrais nechtava v'shalitzu chulay nechtava. The Nevuah that we needed for Dairis was written down in Tanakh. But the ones that were not needed for all of time, so that was not written down. It wasn't needed for Dairis. I'm not just going to stop as I write someone's Nevuah about, maybe something that's going on in his personal life, or, something that's Negev for everybody with Dairis, that's what we write down. So those are 48 and 7. 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is. Rishmo Marachmini Amar Adam Haba Mishtei Ramesh Shetzaifais Zu Azu. It was the drasha from this pasuk, another drasha to make from this pasuk, that Elkanah was a person that came from two ramais that were able to see each other. These two areas were able to see each other. Two cities. Rabbi Chanan Amar Adam Haba Mimnei Adam Sha'im Dimruma Shalaylam. He came from people that stood Berumai Shalaylam, in the heights of the world. Umaniu b'nei Kairach. Who did Elkanah come from? He came from b'nei Kairach. L'siv u'b'nei Kairach loy mesu. B'nei Kairach did not die. Tana mishum Rabbeinu. What does that mean? Makim nizbat alahem b'gehenim. There's a place, a very high place in Gehenim. V'amdu alav, that the b'nei Kairach were able to stand. They didn't go to the depths of Gehenim. They stood on a very high place in Gehenna. This is what's talking about, that Elkanah came from them. Seven Nevi'is, Maniel. Who are the seven Nevi'is? There's seven ladies who are Nevi'is for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, Sarah, Miriam, Devira, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, Esther. These were the seven. Sarah, Dichsev, Avi, Malkov, Avi, Yiska. Says the father, Malkov, father of Yiska. V'amr b'Yitzchak Yiska zu Sarah, and it says Yiska is referring to Sarah. V'lam nikra shma Yiska. Why is she called Yiska? Shesach sab ruach hakodesh, because she had ruach hakodesh. Shenemar koila shir temer lecha Sarah shma b'koila. Davar acher Yiska shakol soichin b'yafya. Everyone is able to enjoy and bask in her beauty. That's what it means. So nothing to do with her, whether she's able to be a navi or not. Miriam, it says that Miriam, the Miriam, one of the Nevi'ah, the sister of Aaron. She wasn't the sister of Moshe. Why does it say the sister of Aaron? Because she had a Nevi'ah when she was only the sister of Aaron, before Moshe was born. She said, "Asida imi shetele ben shirishias Yisrael." She says, "My mother is going to give birth to a child who was going to save Klal Yisrael," referring to Moshe. U'b'shasha noilin, and once Moshe was born, nismala kol abayis kol ha'ira, and the entire house became filled with light. Amar Navia, her father, stood up, v'nishka al reisha, and kissed her on her head. Amar la, he said, biti niskaima nevuah secha. He said, "Look, my daughter, your nevuah is niskaima. Look, the entire house is filled with light. It must be that there's something very special about Moshe." And once Yocheved had to put him into the river, Amar Aviyah v'tavchal reisha, her father stood up and smacked her on the head. V'amar la, he said to her, "Biti heicha nevuah secha." And then he says, "My daughter Miriam, where is your nevuah? Now where is your nevuah now?" Hayna d'chsev atesatza v'achoyse merecha kledea. That's why it says that she stood from far away. Miriam stood from far away to know what would happen to Moshe. L'das ma'yehi b'soif nevuah, because she wanted to know what was going to be the end of her nevuah. She had a nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to lead Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So she wanted to see what was going to happen when Yocheved put him into the river. Devira, what's the nevuah? How do we know that Devira was a navi? D'chsev u'devira isha nevuah eishas lapidais. My Eishas Lapidais, Shahaisa Eisa Psilas LaMikdash. She would make the wicks for the Mikdash. She's actually referring to Mishkan Shilai, Rashi says. V'hi Eishav is Tachas Taimer. My Shna Tachas Taimer. Why was she sitting underneath the date tree? Amar B'Shimon ben Abishalom Shum Yichud. Because she didn't want to have Yichud. People would come to her with, with questions. She didn't want to have any problems of Yichud. So that's why she sat outside by a date tree. Davar acher, another pshat, ma tamar zeh ein la yela lev echad, just like a date tree only has one heart. So af Yisrael shabai sedar la hayel lahem ela lev echad. So too, Yisrael in that door only had one heart, la avim shabashamayim. Chana, what about Chana? How do we know Chana is a Navi? Tehsiv v'tispal Chana v'toymar. Allah tzlibi b'Hashem, Rama karni b'Hashem. My Karen will be raised in Hashem. Rama karni v'loy Rama pachi. That my Karen will be raised, but not my flask. David and Shlomo shnimshchu b'Karen, nimshchu b'malchuson. The David and Shlomo, who were anointed to be the king with a Karen, they had Malchus go on forever. Shaul the Yehu shenimshachu bepach leinimshachu b'malchusam leinimshachu malchusam. Shaul and Yehu, who were anointed with a pach, not a keren, so their malchus did not go on. So she was saying a little nevuah. She was saying Rama karni b'Hashem, my keren will go on. Ein kadosh k'Hashem ki ein bo techa. There's no one holy like Hashem because there's no one like you. Am Rabbi Yehuda bar Menashe, al tikri b'techa el lav lusecha. Shaloi ki miris HaKadosh Baruch Hu miris b'as v'dam. Miris b'as v'dam ma'asi yadav mevalen aysai. That Hashem is different than people. When their ma'asi yadav, people's ma'asi yadav outlive them. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevalen ma'asi yadav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he outlives his ma'asi yadav. Ve'ein tzur kelekenu. Pasuk says there's no tzur like Hashem. Ein tzayir kelekenu. There's no artist like Hashem. Adam tsar tsura al gabi kaisel v'ini achal ahatal baruch neshama kraven u'bnei mayim. A person draws something on the wall. He's not able to put in a ruach and a neshama and make the person alive. Aval kosh baruch hu tsar tsura b'sayich tsura u'matal baruch neshama kraven u'bnei mayim. But a kosh baruch hu is able to do that. Avigail, what about Avigail? How do you know Avigail was a navia? Dechsev ahaya hirei cheves al chamar v'yiradis b'seisar ahar. She was riding on a donkey, and she went Peseser Ahar. Peseser Ahar min Ahar mibayle. She said, from the har. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, al iske dam haba min astar natla. Natla dam varayisalei. No, on iske dam, she was coming to show David HaMelech her dam nidus. That's what it means. Al iske dam haba min astar. The dam that comes from the hidden parts. Natla dam varayisalei. She took dam. Amar la. So he said to her, this David HaMelech said to Abigail, Mechimar and Dam Belaila, do we look at Dam at night? We don't look at Dam at night. I'm supposed to look at Dam at night. Amar Lai, she said to him, Mechidan and Dina Nefashis Belaila. So she said back to him, are we Dan Dina Nefashis Belaila? Because David HaMelech said that Naval had to be killed. Naval was her husband. Amr La, so he said to her, so that's what she was saying. She's saying, look, you're killing my husband because you're Dandin Nefashis Belaila. So that was kind of what she was trying to show them. So Amr La, so he said to her, Mayr B'malchusu. He was a Mayr B'malchus, V'lesarach Medani. I don't need to have a formal din with him because the halacha is, if you're a Mayr B'malchus, you get killed right away. You don't need to have it. You don't need to have din. You don't have a bezdin. Amalai, so she said, "Am I dying shall kaiyim? V'yotzev tevecha ba'ilam." Why was Novel married to Malchus? Because he said, I think, if I remember correctly, he said something about something about Shaul being the king or something. So she said, well, Shaul is still around, and not everybody knows about that you're taking over as the king. Amalah, so he said to her, Baruch Tamech Ubrucha at Asher Kilisani Hayameze Mivai Bidamin. So, what did he say? He says, you should be blessed. What is this lesson? He says, your reasoning is blessed, and you've prevented me this day from coming to bloods. That's what he said. Damim tarti mashmas. It's not sure that he didn't make me come to two bloods. Mashmatu. El malamit shegilsa shayka v'halach la'ayra gimel parsayis. What we learn out from here is that she was megala her shayk, meaning at some point she revealed her leg, and the or went three parsayis. V'halach la'ayra gimel parsayis. Also, he went, David HaMelech went to her three parsayis. Amr la hashmi'li, and he said to her, listen to me, meaning that he wanted to be with her. Amr la laisiya zais lecha lepaika lefuka. This should not be like a stumbling block for you. So he says, zais mechlau dikachriti. So here's her Nevi'ah. Her Nevi'ah says, this should not be a stumbling block for you, meaning I should not be the cause for your doing an Aveira. So he says, Zoy, Simchal Diga Chriti, Mani Umaisid Basheva. So what was the other one? That was the story of Basheva. Umaskona Hochi Havai. And that's Taka how what happened at the end, like we know. Vahoysa Nefesh Adoini Tzrura Bitzrura Chaim. He says that my nefesh should be bound up in the bond of life. When she was leaving him, she said to him, that Hashem should do well to you, my master, and you should remember your maidservant. Amar Nachman, what do you mean? What was she trying to hint to him that you should remember me? So Amar Nachman, how did I mean she? Itza bahadi shuta pilcha. She's saying while a woman talks, she spins her yarn. Others say that when a goose stoops as it goes down, her eyes look. So the idea is that she was saying that hey, have me in mind a little bit later. In life, if you ever need anybody to marry, like that's kind of what she was saying. Okay, fine.